Joseph have had a new baby for 5 days now. Their first child, of course. I think it's fair to say that their lives have changed profoundly. This new baby demands pretty much, as new babies do, their full-time attention and care. Their lives are not as they were before. There is sort of a common feeling that Jesus, being Jesus, would have been an easy baby. Maybe in these first few days, Mary and Joseph saw some deep depth within him, some holiness shining through. They had both received word that he was a holy baby. Yet nonetheless, in those first 5 days, undoubtedly, he fussed, he cried. He needed his swaddling clothes changed frequently. One of the beloved Christmas hymns says, "The cattle were lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes." It's a sweet hymn, but it's terrible theology. That last line, at least, is bad theology. No crying he makes. In fact, it would be better, theologically speaking at least, if Jesus were described as a particularly difficult baby. One who claimed the fullness of humanity, its best and its worst. One who embodied all of the challenges of a human child. Because he was every bit a human baby. Every bit. If we could only ask Mary and Joseph, they would undoubtedly attest to the humanity of that child in their midst, and how that humanity wrought changes in their lives, how that humanity demanded their care and attention. Have our lives changed with the birth of this baby? What does the birth of baby Jesus mean for us? Have we been changed? Yes, he was a human baby, a crying, fretting human baby. And yet, of course, for centuries, Christians have affirmed and known that that baby also was of God. That that baby brought into the world in his own being, in some wondrous and mysterious way, the presence of God. The rich poetry and theology of the prologue to John's Gospel, which we heard as today's Gospel reading, seeks to describe this experience that people had and continue to have of Jesus, that he bears God's presence into the world. And what that means for us, among many things, what that means for us is that a human baby can be a child of God. A fully human baby can be and is a child of God. A human being can be God's child. John talks about how the coming of God in this human baby brings to human beings the power to become children of God. That is what this earth means. Human beings are given the ability, the power, to become children of God. Children of God, you and I, in relationship with God as God's own. Christmas encourages us to claim and to trust that relationship that we are given with God. To trust that God will do for us what Mary and Joseph are spending all of their time doing for baby Jesus. Loving for, caring for, being attentive to. It will change our lives. Parented by God, to truly become and trust in this parental relationship with God. To be parented by God for us means, in part, taking on with respect to God the openness and dependency of a child, the trust. Much later in his ministry, as recounted in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says to those around him, "Become like little children." That is how you will come into the fullness of this life that is offered to you as God's children. Trust that the love, the care of God in your lives are real and unswerving. That is the message of Christmas. God's commitment to human life. God's parental commitment to human life and all that comes with human life. Become a child of God. Trust in that relationship of God as parent. Trust that you will be guided by God's hand, that you will be cared for and loved. No matter what is going on in the midst of your human life, that nothing can shake that love of God. That you have God's full attention all of the time. Just as a baby demands the full attention of his parents, we are offered God's full attention as children of God. In this wondrous birth, of baby Jesus in Bethlehem, we too have been born anew as children of God. Born, as John says, not of the blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. Born. Born as God's own. Those too are tidings of great joy.